From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement Friday aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal, which was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, opened for signatures on Friday in honor of Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that this action is overdue.
The window for keeping global temperature rise well below 2 degrees Celsius, let alone 1.5 degrees, is rapidly closing. The era of consumption without consequences is over.
The leader also said nations must intensify efforts to decarbonize their economies and urged support for developing countries in making this transition. The countries signing the deal represent more than 93% of the planet's greenhouse gas emissions. The world's biggest emitters, China and the United States, account for about 40% of emissions. Both countries urged early enforcement of the deal. Friday, 15 countries submitted their ratification to the UN chief. President Obama has dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. The U.S. leader said he believes the EU magnifies, rather than moderates, British influence in the world. The U.S. president's remarks at a joint news conference with British Prime Minister David Cameron are a boost for Mr. Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the European Union. Mr. Obama made his remarks after first making his position known in a column published in the Telegraph newspaper. This is VOA News. Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died, but authorities caution that the results might not be made public for weeks. The 57-year-old artist was found dead Thursday in an elevator at the Paisley Park Studios complex where he lived, outside the northern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Carver County Sheriff Jim Olson told reporters during a news conference Friday there's no reason to suspect suicide in the musician's death. Deputies found Prince unresponsive Thursday night and pronounced him dead after attempts to revive him failed. As the world mourns the loss of this beloved performer, VOA's Laritza Hoke reports that in the wake of his death, Prince is being praised for his innovative music style and his role as a humanitarian.
Purple Rain, the title song of Prince's 1984 album and movie, remains his signature work. The album has sold 20 million copies worldwide and is regularly ranked as one of the best of all time. U.S. civil rights activist Al Sharpton was among the first to point out that Prince was a humanitarian as well as a musician.
I think that millions of people of all races and backgrounds are sad today with the sudden loss of a true Prince who really was a king.
At the news of his death Thursday, fans gathered outside Prince's home and studio near Minneapolis. Vigils and memorial services are being held around the country. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is purchasing 32 tons of a key component in the development of atomic weapons from Iran in a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. The U.S. Departments of Energy and State confirmed Friday the purchase of heavy water, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The plan was announced as U.S., Iranian, and other officials met in Vienna to discuss implementation of the nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Police in Pakistan say they have arrested an al-Qaeda financier who has been on the United Nations Security Council sanctions list for 4 years. Abdul Rahman Sindhi was arrested Thursday in the southern port city of Karachi. Sindhi has been on the UN sanctions list since 2012 for providing facilitation and financial services to al-Qaeda. He is said to have had close ties to al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, his successor Ayman al-Zawahiri, and Saud Memon, a key suspect in the kidnapping and murder of U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. For more on this, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.